I welcome you to the Holistic Health Show. I am Dr. Carl O'Hilvey, your host. My guest today, Frank Todorisi, grew up on Long Island, New York, in an environment of a loving extended family. Yet with all the love surrounding him, there was a pain and darkness he shared with no one. It was the constant nagging symptoms that his family would come to know as Tourette's syndrome. As a child, Frank felt helpless and was constantly being prescribed various medications to subdue the symptoms, and none seemed to work. And even then, he often thought there had to be a better way than drugs. At the age of 15, Frank entered an all-natural bodybuilding contest and quickly discovered that working out had an incredible calming effect on his body. He began exercising regularly, and it was effective. But the bad tick days began to bring about obsessive thoughts. Frank was later introduced to a gluten-free way of life and started to see fast results because it helped to eliminate yeast growth in the intestine. He began researching and learning how to treat Tourette's holistically and learned that Candida, a yeast-like fungus organism, is caused by such things as sugar, antibiotics, and alcohol that were contributing to his symptoms. For the next few years, Frank ate a vegetarian, raw vegan, and conscious carnivorous diet. The results were striking. Some of the most revered high-fashion photographers and casting agents solicited Frank for the publications, endorsements of products, and requests for cameos and guest appearances in numerous films and television programs. Frank now lives in Los Angeles and has a satellite office in Newark, New Jersey, and an office in North Hollywood, where he offers public and private services to clients. Certified through the American Council of Exercise, he gives his clients, some who have neurological disorders, an alternative, even if only a healthier way of supplementing their living condition. The Tourette Syndrome Association recently referred to Frank as a Renaissance man in their newsletter. He travels nationwide, sharing his story and offering advice and services to many of those who are usually overlooked in poverty circumstances in urban-stricken areas. Frank is currently working on a host of edible delights under his Yowser brand. You can expect his incomparable taco, with his meat being a blend of organic sunflower seeds, sun-dried tomatoes, and other ingredients, to be added to his signature superfood chocolate mousse that is also diabetic-friendly. Frank's book, Fitness, Food, and Faith, is available on his website. In addition, he is available for personal training, specializing in muscle tone, weight loss, strength training, sports rehab, and circuit training. He is also available for speaking and a variety of food activities, including meal planning, food shopping tours, home food preparation, gluten-free and vegan all-natural food education. In a few weeks, he will be a certified functional diagnostic nutritionist and can test clients for adrenal fatigue, bioidentical hormone therapy, liver function, mucosal barrier function, parasites, worms, and even metabolic typing. More information on his services and products is available at www.franktortorisi.com and his YouTube channel, Rebirth 028. I welcome you to the Holistic Health Show, Frank, and I look forward to hearing how you overcome Tourette syndrome with fitness, food, and faith. Can you tell us first what Tourette's syndrome is and what the usual treatment for the condition is?
Sure. Well, first off, I'd like to thank you again, Doctor, for having me on the show and giving me this opportunity to spend some time with you and the listeners. Basically, Tourette's syndrome is a neurological disorder, and there's an overabundance of dopamine in the brain, which creates involuntary movement. Now, one can have a nervous habit where you may have some eye blinking or head shaking, for that matter, but a doctor will classify Tourette's syndrome if there's 2 to 3 or more of these symptoms, where you can have vocal tics of obscene words coming out of one's mouth, muscular tics, limbs that are twitching, unable to walk a straight line. One would like twitch or bang their knees together. So there are multiple ways that, you know, a doctor would diagnose Tourette's syndrome. And 9 times out of 10, a lot of people that are diagnosed with Tourette's syndrome also deal with obsessive compulsive disorder as well. They go pretty much hand in hand. So Tourette's can create a lot of physical pain for oneself, but it also can create a lot of emotional distress with obsessive thoughts that do not serve oneself.
And what is the usual treatment?
Well, you know, there's a lot of different types of studies out there, but predominantly there's a lot of prescription medications that treat Tourette syndrome. Unfortunately, medicine has not really found one particular way to treat it through medication. So when a patient goes on prescription medications to treat it, it's really a trial and error basis, and they a lot of times have to go through various different forms of medications to find something that works for them. And now one may find a medication that works to help subside the symptoms of Tourette's, but as we all know, there are so many different side effects that one can endure through a lot of prescription medications. I've seen a lot of people go through some serious weight gain, more feeling lethargic or even more depression, but it will subside the Tourette's. So it's really picking the better of the two evils, I guess you can say, when one is treated through medication for Tourette's syndrome.
Now, is it similar in multiple sclerosis in that there are periods where you're better and then you get worse, or is it pretty constant, or what is the progression?
Yeah, well, an individual can go through a lot of ups and downs with Tourette's. Now, see, I myself, I started this journey in June of 2000 on a holistic journey, and through that journey, there has been a lot of ups and downs for me. I do feel a strong connection with allergy season. I do believe in a lot of studies through the Tourette Syndrome Association that I have read. There is a strong connection with environmental allergies, allergies in general, food allergies, and Tourette syndrome. So I firmly believe that if one does not outgrow their tics by, like, early teenage years, you can pretty much bet that it's something that an individual will deal with for the rest of their life. But the main thing is what I encountered and endured for myself, and what I feel one of my main purposes is to help people is to learn how to deal with it and control it and not let it control you. And Tourette's does, as a lot of other ailments, have a very easy way of controlling oneself if the proper procedures are not taken place to try to stand tall and combat it. So, yes, to answer your question, it could be an up and down type of a deal when you're dealing with Tourette's.
Now, it's not that common, is it? Because I'd heard of multiple sclerosis and Parkinson's and some of the other neurological conditions, but I had not heard of this before.
Well, Tourette's is becoming, how do I say, it's becoming more recognized by society. There's more awareness through television and media of educating people of Tourette's syndrome. But it is common in the sense of the more, and this is my own personal feeling of my own intuition and just people that I have met over the years, I do feel that Tourette's is becoming more and more common because the more we're exposed to chemicals in our food, and toxic vaccinations at early age of our life, I believe that there is a strong link, and we will see an even more growing number of cases of Tourette syndrome, autism, Down syndrome, obsessive compulsive. I believe all of these things are interlinked by an over amount of abundance of toxicity in one's body or even in the mother's womb when the child is conceived.
Then, Frank, how did you get interested in a holistic approach or a holistic lifestyle in terms?
Well, when I was 14, well, actually, let's take it back even further. When I was in seventh grade, I started working out, and I really took a liking to feeling that inner self sense of accomplishment of working out and just feeling good. So from there, when I was in ninth grade, I entered my first all-natural bodybuilding contest and then entered my next one in 11th grade. But the bodybuilding background is completely opposite of holistic. Everything that a bodybuilder thinks is healthy goes completely against everything that I know to be true and healthy at this point in my life through my research. So in June of 2000, over the years, I was pursuing an acting career. And I was on an audition that day, and I've always done a pretty good job at masking my tics, but for some reason that day, my tics were controlling me. And I just bombed the audition. When my tics are bad, I cannot focus on anything. All I'm focusing on is how can I camouflage this so no one can see it. So it was from that point in June of 2000 that I just completely surrendered and started just doing extensive research on how to treat this naturally, because I did try the medication route, but I only tried it for about 2 weeks, and I hated the way I felt. So after that point, I pretty much just tolerated with it and learned to deal with it, but I wasn't dealing with it because it created me to be very antisocial. You would never catch me in a movie theater or a library or any place quiet. So it was really starting to hinder me and creating a lot of depression for myself. So I just started doing a lot of research, started finding ways to treat it holistically. From that point, just started devouring massive amounts of books, a lot of lectures, a lot of seminars, meeting a lot of different Chinese medicine and naturopath doctors. And little by little, I just started experimenting with a lot of different principles, holistic living, of cleansing my body through food and herbs. And little by little, my symptoms really started diminishing. And through that whole journey, I went from a heavy meat-eating diet to a cooked vegetarian diet to then a cooked vegan diet. Then I maintained a raw vegan lifestyle for about 5.5 years. And through that 5.5 years of being a raw vegan, I did a lot of cleansing, colon hydrotherapy, liver flushes, kidney flushes, heavy metal chelation, detoxification. And through all of that, I really started feeling a major center taking place and a balance in my constitution. And just through the live foods alone, I was cleansing ridiculously, which is one of my key points that I always like to bring out on platforms like this, is that food is medicine and we are truly indeed what we eat. So when we eat foods with high vibrational frequencies and foods that do have a life force behind them, not only are they going to give us the minerals, nutrients, and enzymes that our body needs to function, but it's also going to help clean out the gook that's been stored away in our fat cells and just building up in its toxic levels over the years of us living unconsciously of putting different foods and unhealthy beverages in our body. So that was my journey through all this. And then I have to say, the last year, year and a half of being a raw vegan, I wasn't really feeling great anymore. I started feeling lethargic again, started noticing my gum lines were receding. And at that point, I started becoming more exposed to raw dairy products. California is the only state where it's legal that you can go to a store and buy raw milk, unpasteurized raw milk. And I started experimenting with raw milk from doing the research on what an amazing and complete food that raw milk is. And again, when I say the term raw milk, it is very crucial to always, always ingest animal products that are pasture fed only. Mm-hmm. And the reason for that, which stems back to us eating more fruits and vegetables as human beings, is when we eat more fruits and vegetables, they're more alkaline-forming foods.
Right.
When we have more alkaline, we have low acid in our body. When there's low acid, there's a much less risk of there being virus and disease forming in our body.
Right.
Cows that are pasture-fed are very high in alkalinity, very high in omega-3 essential fatty acids. They're not injected with hormones and antibiotics. So I started becoming more open to that, and that was a big mind block that I had to get over from only eating a plant-based diet for 5.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm at a point where I've incorporated all of the principles of raw vegan foods. I like to use the term conscious carnivorous.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I eat. I only eat grass-fed beef.
Mm-hmm.
I only eat wild fish, and I only eat raw, unpasteurized dairy. And I do eat chicken, too, and I have a farmer's market here in Los Angeles where I can get chicken that are pasture-fed as well, which is
mm-hmm.
pretty rare.
Mm-hmm.
So I've incorporated, you know, the basis of my diet right now that brings my body a lot of balance is, one, eating a lot of fruits and vegetables, eating a lot of healthy plant fats, coming from olives, avocados, coconuts, and, you know, raw nuts of that nature, and the highest form qualities of animal products. And if I do eat grains, they're only going to fall into the category of gluten-free grains.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, when I was exposed to gluten-free, I just spoke at a conference not too long ago in Dallas, Texas, and it's really refreshing to know that medical doctors are becoming more hip to this information.
Mm-hmm.
I spoke at a conference with a panel of 10 medical doctors that treat autism, bipolar disorder, depression, obsessive-compulsive disorder, and Tourette's syndrome
mm-hmm.
simply from the means of cutting out yeast-forming foods and following the principles of a gluten-free lifestyle.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And through my research, and what I found is when I started cutting out the gluten-free foods, this is what I did. When I first was exposed to this information in June of 2000, I went on a gluten-free diet for 2 weeks. At the end of the gluten-free diet, I went to a fast food restaurant. I got a plain hamburger on a bun with a small order of French fries.
Mm-hmm.
The next morning I woke up, I had a pounding headache, black rings under my eyes, mucus all in my nose and in my head.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a clear indicator to me that wheat and yeast forming foods, let alone all the chemicals and the hormones that are, you know, induced on fast food products.
Right.
But the hangover that I had spoke volumes to me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I learned through my research. When one has celiac disease, which is basically not able to digest gluten or wheat or yeasty foods, when we ingest a lot of wheat-forming and yeasty foods, those create a lot of stagnation in our intestines. When there's stagnation, obviously there's lack of movement. When there's lack of movement, that yeast starts forming more in the body, which then can lead to candida.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have that yeast in the intestinal lining of the wall, those nutrients that are bursting out from the intestinal walls into our bloodstream and into our body, supposedly supplying our body with the nutrients that our body needs, it's basically putting parts of our brain to sleep and creating allergic reactions with our body,
mm-hmm.
which a lot of these medical doctors are now starting to believe that when you have a wheat or a yeast allergy and you're creating certain parts of your brain to go to sleep through an allergic reaction, that can then lead one to having symptoms of Tourette's, depression, obsessive compulsive, etc.
Mm-hmm.
So this is where it all comes back down to the simple principle of creating the awareness that we are truly indeed what we eat. And when we eat from the most purest forms and the non-tainted forms of pesticides, hormones, antibiotics, growth hormones, steroids, etc., that will then alleviate a lot of symptoms to us as human beings,
mm-hmm.
which, you know, 9 times out of 10 people are going to the doctor and feeling, you know, if you line 10 people up, at least 8 or 9 of them have a wheat or a yeast allergy, and they're not even aware of it.
Right.
And they're
right.
suffering with, you know, lethargic, depression, leaky gut syndrome, and they're being put on all these different types of medications. And I always love to use the analogy, it's literally like cutting yourself and putting a Band-Aid on by
mm-hmm.
taking that medication and not getting to the root cause.
Right.
You're constantly
mm-hmm.
putting a Band-Aid on and then reopening that wound the next day and putting a Band-Aid on, and that same those same principles just keep following suit day in and day out, and we're never really truly getting to the root cause mm-hmm. of what can be creating these symptoms in my body.
Right. I assume, Frank, that you do eat organic fruit and vegetables. You didn't say that, but I assumed that. Am I correct?
Absolutely. Organic is very important because, again, we want to alleviate all the pesticides and chemicals that can create allergic reactions within one's body. But, you know, I want to be careful with that, too. And I, you know, over the last 10 years of making this my life, mm-hmm. I have seen the word organic become very diluted and right. very loosely used on right. certain products that mm-hmm. could mislead a consumer.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, when we use the word organic, I mean organic for all our produce, fruits and vegetables and animal products.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not a, you know, I'm not going to endorse saying, yes, go eat organic candy canes and cupcakes.
Right, right.
You know, because there's tons of that on the market right now.
Right. Now, so, I grew up on raw milk because at the time I grew up, which is back in the 30s, that's what we had. And we took a pail and we went to the dairy and we got the milk. My mother skimmed the cream off for coffee. And so we were drinking the best low-fat milk that was available. But, you know, the dairies were much different then than they are now, too.
Absolutely. And this is a big test that I always, I'm lactose intolerant.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, again, I want to make this clear to the listeners that you become lactose intolerant when you eat dairy products that are pasteurized.
Mm-hmm.
Because when they're pasteurized, you know, for those of you that are not familiar with pasteurization pretty much works like chemotherapy. It kills the bad, but it also kills the good.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have a food that's high in healthy fats like dairy, those fats become rancid, and milk then releases the protein known as casein. And that's what creates one to have a lactose intolerant side effect to eating dairy.
Mm-hmm.
When you drink raw milk, it has the complete opposite effect. It does not form mucus in your body. I've seen people who have full-blown asthma on an inhaler drinking raw milk and coming off of their asthma medication.
Mm-hmm.
It does the complete opposite because it's not a tainted food when it's pasteurized. Same thing when we're dealing with nuts, with certain oils.
Mm-hmm.
Again, when you have like olive oil is a great oil when it's cold pressed and it's not exposed to heat. But when you start cooking, I mean, you can saute something lightly in olive oil, but once olive oil, you know, crosses over the 300, 250 degree mark, all those healthy fats are now going to become rancid and start creating cholesterol in the body and hardening of the arteries.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with nuts. Nuts are very high in the essential fatty acids, but raw nuts, when you roast them, again, those good fats become rancid fats. So the best nut, the best oil to cook with is coconut oil.
Mm-hmm.
Coconut oil studies have found that when coconut is exposed to heat, the molecular structure does not change from a healthy fat to an unhealthy saturated fat. So for those of you that have never experimented with that, give coconut oil a try if you're really into doing a lot of cooking, stir fries, if you like making egg omelets and things of that particular nature, try the coconut oil because it's a much healthier fat to ingest if you're going to expose it to heat.
Mm-hmm. I interviewed Bruce Fife about a year ago, and he's written mm-hmm. several of the books on coconut oil. And so the people that were listening then should know about coconut oil, but new people may not. The other thing I wanted to mention to you is that when I had lung cancer 36 years ago, my doctor put me on a 75% raw fruit and vegetable diet. And
wow, great.
So it wasn't too bad to get rid of, but what surprised me was that I gained weight on fruit and vegetables. I had no protein, no dairy, so no meat, no chicken, dairy, none of that. But I actually was gaining weight, and so I had to pull back on some of the fruit that I was eating.
Were you eating a lot of starches?
No, I wasn't allowed to have starches either.
Okay.
No, it was primarily fruit and vegetables and grain.
What type of grains were you eating?
I don't even remember. It's been, you know, 36 years.
See, that's one common thing It's funny, I just did a video blog on that this week that I just posted on the Facebook page. Mm-hmm. A lot of people who get into a plant-based diet, you know, we've developed this perception in our society that meat and animal products are, you know, if we're going, once one enters the holistic realm of healing, mm-hmm. meat and animal products automatically get a bum rep. Mm-hmm. Now, when you're fighting cancer and you're trying to actually fight a disease holistically, absolutely, I truly 110% believe that an individual needs to be on a 100% plant-based diet mm-hmm. because those foods have so many healing and cleansing properties. Mm-hmm. But if you're just living a holistic lifestyle for health and vitality and strength and a strong constitution, there is something to be said about the healthy fats and proteins and amino acids that do lie in some of these animal products.
Right.
But one of the big misconceptions that a lot of people, once they enter this topic of holistic healing, they go completely vegan, but then they end up eating a lot of tofu, soy products, tempeh, and a lot of grains. I've seen people go on complete 100% vegan diets and have that same comment and say they've gained weight. Mm-hmm. And that's because they end up making the mistake of eating more grains because they're not hip to the notion of eating more fats from plant foods to keep
right.
themselves sustained. They never feel like they're satisfying their hunger just from eating water-based foods of fruit and vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the raw vegan lifestyle comes in handy for one trying to practice a vegan lifestyle, because a lot of the dishes, the gourmet dishes and raw food, the raw food community, are nut-based and seed-based and then mixed with fruits and vegetables around it.
Mm-hmm.
You need healthy fats. And that was one of the things that really turned on a light bulb for me, is that I was going to a lot of different seminars and vegan-style lectures. And one of the most common things I've found for people who were 100% vegan for 20, 30, 40 years,
mm-hmm.
I was not inspired to want to look like that. A lot of them looked very frail and weak
mm-hmm.
and had a lot of deep lines in their skin.
Mm-hmm.
And through a lot of different doctors that I've spoke with that advocate more of the raw fruits and vegetables, but also a lot of the raw dairy and healthy animal products,
mm-hmm.
is that when one is just ingesting plant-based foods, sometimes, depending on their constitution, they're not getting an adequate amount of healthy fats in their diet. And when you don't take in enough healthy fats in your diet, your thyroid, basically, you're telling your thyroid, I don't need you to really work for me.
Mm-hmm.
And when your thyroid has no fat to burn, it slows down, which could then increase a weight gain.
Mm-hmm.
So that's been a big misconception in America with fat-free this and fat-free that. I believe we're starving for healthy fats in our diet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, healthy fats are great for the arteries, the joints, the hair, the heart. You know, you look at the Eskimo diet, they eat a lot of healthy fats in that nature, and that's the reason why. It lubricates the joint, it protects mm-hmm. all the cells, and that was one of the biggest things I found with Tourette's syndrome, is that once I started, because even when I was a heavy meat eater, I was not eating the right fats.
Mm-hmm.
But once I started on this journey and I started drinking raw milk and eating raw cheese and putting raw eggs in my smoothie in the morning, I was getting all those healthy fats from the yolks and the cheese, and I felt a complete calmingness taking place on my nervous system.
Mm-hmm.
And I truly believe that we're completely depriving ourselves of healthy fats, and when that happens, our nerve endings become exposed because there's nothing to coat them, and that only aggravates my symptoms of Tourette's.
Mm-hmm.
That only aggravates one's symptoms of having anxiety or stress in their life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, again, food is medicine, and just like we can take a pill to calm our nerves and make us feel zen and more balanced, we can also get that from food sources, which is actually what God intended for us.
Right.
You know, I mean, God intended for us to heal through God's sources,
right.
not through
right.
synthetic-based sources.
Right. Now, I tried vegan once for about, after the cancer, for about 6 months, and I had a dream where I was in the hen house and the chickens were flying in my face. And I thought that was a pretty clear message that I better start eating some chicken and some fish. So that's what I stay with now. I don't eat beef. I haven't for 20 years. But I mean, if I'm at someone's house and they serve it, I'll eat it, but I don't buy it and I don't order it in a restaurant. Now, I did try buffalo recently, and I liked that, and I probably will have a bit of that again, but I like to stay pretty much with the lighter.
That's great. Well, actually, grass-fed beef, again, this is, you know, research I've done. Mm-hmm. Grass-fed beef is actually higher in omega-3 fatty acids than white meat, say chicken, and it's actually leaner in fat than chicken or even turkey.
But not fish, so, right? But the fish still have more of the oils, right?
Well, yeah. Fish is obviously going to have more of the oils, but one of the things we want to be careful with fish is the whole farm-raised movement going on fish.
No, I don't eat farm-raised. Or
you know,
I don't
that's
eat,
the whole...
And not too much because of the mercury.
The mercury, exactly. So people that out there listening, if you are a fish eater, always ask them if this fish is wild or not.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are lots of fishes out there right now that are all in this farm-raised fish movement, and they're susceptible to a lot of bacteria and viral infections because they're basically in a pool with not a lot of filtration. When you look at salmon is a pink fish. The fillet of salmon is pink and orangey, as we all know.
Mm-hmm.
But when you farm-raise salmon, it actually develops to be gray because it's missing certain key elements and minerals that are in the wild for them. So basically, these farm-raised fish are fed color-dyed orange pellets in order to turn their skin orange so it can be served to you in a store.
Mm-hmm. The same with cheese. Do you know that the sharp cheddar cheese coming from New York, they add food coloring to make it yellow?
Sure.
Because when you buy the regular sharp cheddar cheese, it's white, or it's just a little bit of, it's very light yellow. But they add food coloring to that also because that's what the public want.
Absolutely. I mean, we've all been programmed to connect our food with certain colors. And that's a good thing once you become exposed to this information because I tell you, you can walk through your produce aisle in a supermarket and you can look at all the colors of the rainbow in the fruit and vegetable section. And, you know, that's what I always try to teach people is, try to eat 4 to 5 different colors every day of natural food sources.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not the colors I'm talking about out of a Lucky Charms box, but colors that you would see in your produce section of your supermarket. And again, organic. And a good little tip for you guys too out there is when you are skimming through the display of fruits and vegetables, a lot of times the conventional fruits and vegetables can get mixed up in the organic.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a good little tidbit is the stickers that are on the fruit or the vegetable. Anything that starts with the number 9 is organic. The number 4 is conventional.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever you're skimming through those sections, you can always pick up the apple and look at it and tell if it's stamped organic or not just from the number that's on there.
Mm-hmm. Now, Frank, you've mentioned a lot of areas of lifestyle. For the person that wants to start a holistic lifestyle, what would you say would be a nice starting point for them?
I would say, well, first off, starting to educate yourself about foods and start trying. I always give a person a challenge. Eat one dark leafy green salad every day.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Just start right there. I don't care if your next meal is Doritos and Burger King. But start with a dark green leafy vegetable salad or soup or a juice every day.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens is the more we start introducing live foods and vital foods into our body, our taste buds slowly but surely start shifting. And eventually the foods that actually tasted so good to us start tasting not so good. So I would say start there with a salad. Or just committing to what I said earlier of eating 4 to 5 different pieces of vegetables or fruit in, you know, the different color scheme.
Mm-hmm.
And more importantly, just start educating yourself about the healing properties of certain foods. I mean, look, we've all been educated that if you have a headache, take a Tylenol for the headache or an Advil.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now you could become educated that if you have a headache, you want to ingest more spicy foods like garlic or particular, more importantly, cayenne pepper.
Mm-hmm.
Things with heat open up the blood vessels and the capillaries in the body. I've read research that cayenne pepper, liquid cayenne pepper, can actually stop a heart attack almost instantly
mm-hmm.
because it just opens up all of the vessels in the blood,
mm-hmm.
the blood vessels. So it's really about learning, okay, I'm feeling this today. What's a good food that I can eat for this? Because 9 times out of 10, we're relying on synthetic forms to make us feel better. And really, it's all out there. God put it all out there, growing out of the land or from a certain animal. So it's all there, but it really stems from you not taking my word for it or anybody else's word for it. I'm a true believer of intuition when it comes to healing oneself. And I always say this. What works for me, doctor, may not work for you, and
mm-hmm.
what works for you may not work for the other listener listening on to this conversation right now.
Right.
So every health practitioner and doctor, what I've seen over the last 10 years, everyone pretty much has a different story.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone believes something different.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of different information out there. It's about finding the right teacher that resonates with you, and then just finding and what foods resonate with you and how you feel after you eat them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the beauty of when you start this journey, is when you actually eat food, your body speaks to you and you will become more aware of how you feel after you eat.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is when we're so intoxicated with all this crap food that we eat and artificial drinks that we ingest, we can't even feel whether we feel good or bad after we eat. The only thing we're aware of is that our belly is full afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
But then an hour later, if we crash from that meal, we actually think that something is wrong with us. And then we're next thing we know, we're at our doctor's office and we're telling our doctor that we have low energy and I feel depressed and I can't focus. And they've got you on Prozac for depression and something else for attention deficit.
Right.
But meanwhile, it all simply starts from, you know, when you sit down and what's on your plate.
Now, Frank, would you say in retrospect that your Tourette's has been a hindrance or has been a blessing for you?
Oh, well, if you asked me that question 11 years ago, I would have said it was a curse.
Mm-hmm.
But to be where I'm at right now, I could only say it was a complete blessing.
Mm-hmm.
And from my spiritual side, I truly believe that God picks certain people
mm-hmm.
with what society would look at as an ailment and a hindrance. It's actually, it gives you two options, to either fall victim to it or to rise victorious from it and be here right now with you and exchanging this information with all the listeners and just, you know, pushing me to learn and help, just express this information to people. So again, I truly believe that it is a blessing, and I know
mm-hmm.
that God chose me to have this. This past April, I was the first person in the Tourette Syndrome Association history, which has been around for about 35, 40 years,
mm-hmm.
to ever do a lecture on the healing modality of food.
Oh.
And they have national conferences once a year.
Mm-hmm.
And I just did that in April in Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
So again, I truly believe sitting here right now with you and to be doing the things that I'm doing out in the world, it has been nothing but a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I didn't have that, I don't know if I'd be sitting here right now or
right.
if I would have had that urgent desire to learn this information that I know is completely vital for all ages and all races and all ethnicity all
mm-hmm.
across the world.
And so your faith has built on this journey also, is that correct?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. One thing I have discovered is that many people that go through something similar to what you've gone through end up having a strong faith, a strong belief in God, and also wanting to help others. So
mm-hmm.
I think that is a wonderful thing that when people arrive at that place on their journey. So
and I mean, without a belief in a higher power, it adds so much more pressure in one's life because you feel like you have to do it all on your own.
Mm-hmm.
And the reality of it is one of the key elements that have really helped me with my Tourette's as well is meditation mm-hmm. and affirmative prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the things that I learned. I was raised Catholic, went to Catholic school my whole life. Mm-hmm. And for me, I never felt completely connected or like I understood the message.
Mm-hmm.
And I went through a journey, too, of just reading. I had a mentor who was a Buddhist, and I started learning different philosophies of Buddhism. And just the Zen of Buddhism really resonated with me. But now my beliefs, I'm at a place where I study under the teachings of, it's called New Thought, Ancient Wisdom Teaching, or better yet known as religious science.
Mm-hmm.
It pretty much bridges the gap between all religions. So I believe in God as an infinite energy
mm-hmm.
and as an ultimate omnipresent energy that is all around us.
Right.
And mm-hmm. I truly believe that Buddha, Jesus, Muhammad, these are all the great teachers and the vessels to get us to embody that the kingdom of God is inside of ourselves
right
now in this very moment if we choose to acknowledge it.
Mm-hmm.
And understanding that teaching has really empowered me to the point that learning and understanding the importance of a still mind. And that was one of the things that I never got being raised in Catholicism was that it never touched on, for me,
mm-hmm.
affirmative prayer or the importance of having a still mind.
Right.
And, you know, as we all know, Jesus went to the desert for 40 days and 40 nights fasting and just meditating.
Mm-hmm.
And the importance of meditating is crucial for everyone and anyone. I really, really hope that people listening into this can even just learn to take 2, 5, 10, 15, 20 minutes in the morning before mm-hmm. they start their day and they're exposed to the computer and business calls and all that, to just be at one with themselves for a few minutes
mm-hmm.
and listen to themselves breathing and just be still. And that's so hard for a person to do, just to be still. And it
right.
takes a lot of discipline to learn ways to still your mind. But what I've learned for myself from having obsessive compulsive thoughts, I used to always have obsessive compulsive thoughts that did not serve me in any way, shape, or form.
Mm-hmm.
I was vibrating in a space of fear, doubt, worry, limitation. But as you start becoming more still and in touch with your soul and with whoever you want to call your God, when there's that stillness, you wake up no longer feeling alone through anything in life.
Mm-hmm.
And whether you have an ailment like Tourette's or you have a clean bill of health and you're just vibrating through the world, it helps to make our world a better place when none of us feel alone. Because it's individuals when we feel alone that acts of hate, prejudice, racism, murder, and all that take place because we're vibrating in a space that if I don't get you before you get me, I'm going to die.
Right.
And it's not about that. We're all one. We're all connected through our thoughts. Thoughts produce energy, and our energies are and the way we act and the things we do and say are just the repercussion of what our inner dialogue and what our inner world is like. So once we have that inner peace of connection to the ultimate power and presence, it just makes everything so
right,
and that's what it's about for me. That's
mm-hmm.
that's how I've, along with my fitness, my food, and my faith background, this is really what gives me that oneness and just how I made that and it feels good to have that when you're having a stressful day.
right. You sound like Jonathan Goldman. Do you know his music?
No, I don't.
He has a new book out, and I can't think of the name of it, but I interviewed him, and he was chanting, doing the mm-hmm. For me. But
mm-hmm.
I thought maybe you knew of him. He does a lot of harmonic music.
Okay. No, I've not heard of him. A lot of my teachers, my main teacher is Dr. Reverend Michael Beckwith. He's the founder of the Agape International Spiritual Center here in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
And again, this is a non-denominational church that pretty much, you know, again, he he teaches pretty much everything that I was just articulating in, mm-hmm. in God being an omniscient presence, mm-hmm. and it does not discriminate against any religious belief, whether you're gay or straight. It's all about learning that everything is one, mm-hmm. and learning these teachings has really helped create this inner peace for me, from Reverend Michael Beckwith to Eckhart Tolle to Marianne Williamson, mm-hmm. Joel Goldsmith, Ernest Holmes, who is actually the founder of religious science. Great book is The Science of Mind. That's pretty much like the Bible in religious science. And please, when I say religious science, a lot of people get that twisted with Scientology. It has nothing, I repeat, nothing to do with Scientology whatsoever. Mm-hmm. Again, religious science pulls from every religion and unites them all. So when we use the word God, if you're Christian, you could see the face of Jesus. If you're Muslim, you could see the face of Allah. If you're Buddhist, you could see the face of Buddha. Whatever works for you and whoever you want to call God, that's great. We're celebrating the presence of God. Mm-hmm. And that's what I pull from, and this is where it has given me, I believe, I've always had the fitness side of myself and the food side of myself. But the faith part is what I truly believe, mm-hmm. that has brought me to this space to be able to speak and have that confidence and be able to just surrender and allow the presence to speak through me and not even think about what I'm going to say in situations like this, because mm-hmm. the information, you know, what you do, doctor, and being a great healer, and what I do and what I know, it's at the end of the day, it's not us.
It's a
presence that chooses us and filters through us and allows us to just be the vessel.
Right.
And I always want to be clear of that. I always want to keep my ego in check and know that it's not me.
Right, right. And it's the same with healers, that it's not you, it's something that is working through you.
Absolutely.
And educators, when I was teaching, I always felt that it's not me. It's something that is working through me to bring whatever is the best to the students. So that way,
yeah.
Because I could have been very self-conscious about teaching. So having that attitude helped me a great deal to stand up in front of the class and to give what I thought was going to be most helpful to them.
Absolutely.
Do you have some final words, Frank, before we look at your book and your services and products?
No, I mean, I feel like I haven't shut up. So, I mean, no, I...
Oh, it's been very interesting, and I'm glad you didn't shut up, because I think it's been a lot of interesting information for the person who wants to be on a spiritual path and also mm-hmm. wants to be healthy, and these two things work very closely together.
Absolutely. The mind, body, and soul connection, it all works hand in hand.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. Well, then, would you like to tell us about your books and services and products and how the listeners can reach you, Frank?
Yeah, well, the best way to reach me is www.franktortorici.com. And my last name is spelled T-O-R again, I-C-I. It's all one word, franktortorici.com. My website, I just hired a team of people. It's under construction right now. The template is up, so you can sign up for the free gift I have there, an MP3 download of a talk I did. There is access to ordering my handbook, which is Fitness, Food, Faith, the Handbook. It's just a brief introduction to this conversation that we have just been speaking of. It has recipes in it, quick little workout that you can do in it, and then it touches on the importance of having what we were just talking of in the faith background.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And there's more work to come that I'm working on right now. I'm working on a video series, different types of text blogging series that I'm going to do. Another book is in the works. I'm partnering up with different companies. This is all in the works. It's just pretty much... This last year, things have been growing like wildfire for me,
mm-hmm.
and I feel blessed for that. So really, that's the best way to get a hold of me. There is going to be, you could see the link on my page. There's a link to Twitter and my Facebook fan page as well. Again, these are all being revamped just due to the demand, and I do offer Skype sessions with people. I do personal training. I do the food coaching. I go to people's homes. I do cabinet makeovers where I go through your kitchen cabinets, take all the gook out, take you guys food shopping, meal planning, sitting with your family, sitting with your children. Again, I mean, we're, bottom line is we're just not educated about this stuff.
Right.
And
right.
That's basically what my services are for. Mm-hmm. I do speak at corporation companies for the employees. I go to schools and speak to the kids. So you just contact me at franktortorici.com. Let me know what your concerns are, how I could be of an assistance to you, and we can just take it from there.
Great. Well, I thank you. This has been a remarkable story, and it's been very interesting to me, and I'm sure to the listeners, and I'm sure that you'll be hearing from some of them that still have questions that weren't answered on this program, and mm-hmm. I hope that I can talk with you again when I have another series that fits with you.
That would be an honor. That'd be my pleasure.
And I'm glad that we were able to work this out because we had talked early on and then it didn't fit in the series I had at that time, but you fit in great for this series. So I appreciate that very much.
Perfect. Again, thank you for the opportunity.
And thank you, Frank.
Thank you. God bless you. And again, to all you listeners out there, just keep educating yourself, keep an open heart and an open mind, and Spirit will do the rest and guide you to whatever your promised land is.
Great, thank you. And now a word from our sponsor, A Distinctive Style Magazine, at www.adistinctivestyle.com. This magazine is identified as an art-loving, earth-conscious, inspirational community that reports on eco products and awareness, art and artisans, celebrities making a difference in the world, charities and inspirational stories, and you won't be disappointed. The upcoming issue is again full of wonderful articles. The cover story is with Colin Firth and how he perceived the stuttering part of himself as he played the king in his Oscar-winning role and the King's Speech. Jane Fraser, founder of the Stuttering Association, was also interviewed for this piece. There are lots of articles and videos about autism and how it affects the outer world. Children are bullied and stared at because of their condition, and we're letting people know what it's like to be on the inside of the autistic child. Our goal is to help eliminate the judging of others. There is also an interview with Derek Paravicini, musical savant who can recall every song he's ever heard, and Dr. Adam Oakleford, who has taken Derek on as a full-time friend and who is a professor of music in London. These are a few of the stories you will read in the upcoming issue of A Distinctive Style Magazine. And I know you will want to subscribe. For more information and to subscribe, go to www.adistinctivestyle.com. I thank you for joining me today on this program in the Faith, Healing, and Spirituality series. I hope some of the information was useful to you. I invite you to my website, www.holistichealthshow.com. where each show is placed on the Sunday following broadcast and is free for your listening. Go to the blog and click on the streaming button. In addition, all previous shows are archived there. Also, I place the latest research on cancer and other related topics there twice a week. I also invite you to look at my products for sale, including my most recent book, Healthy Holistic Aging, that tells you how to live into your older years free of prescribed medications and illnesses as I have. Now, at age 78, I have no chronic illnesses or prescribed medications. I also have some ebooks and a CD on smoking cessation there. You can also sign up for my free monthly email Healthy Holistic Aging newsletter to be mailed to you. I look forward to having you with me on my next show. I am Dr. Carl O'Helvey, your host, wishing you a great week.